Yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. As a dentist, have you ever thought to yourself, man, I got to keep the culture good here. I've got to keep the core values alive and strong. But how do I do that? Well, today, we're going to show you exactly how to do that. Because once you put your core values into play, you're going to realize they're more than words, and you have to work hard to keep them alive and well. Well, I have an amazing coach. Her name is Heather Crockett, and she walks us through a framework today on how to keep your core values alive and well. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Thank you for showing up. I have to say that almost every single time. It's crazy how the podcast has grown to over 100,000 unique listeners, over 900 episodes, and about 9,000 more. We're going to keep bringing it. And all of it is because you guys keep showing up and listening. So thank you for the shares. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the reviews. And we're going to keep bringing it. And today is no exception. One of the questions you might have is like, okay, you guys keep talking about this core values thing, but help me. How do I keep them alive and make them work? Now, I have some thoughts, but I thought I'd bring on one of our amazing coaches, who's an expert at this, Heather Crockett, to show us, teach us how to keep core values alive. Heather, thanks for being back. I always appreciate you and love having you on the show.
Thanks for having me back, Kirk. I appreciate you for letting me come talk about core values today.
Wait, I think this is a subject that you and I both like. Is it?
Like might be love. The wrong word, obsessed. I think we're obsessed with it, and for good reason.
Right. Now, if you're one of those regular listeners and you're like, oh my gosh, here they go about core values again, I'm going to encourage you to listen just a little bit longer, because here's why. Once you lean into this, and you put the flag in the ground and you say these are important and you make them work and you keep them alive, everything, and I mean everything, gets better. You enjoy going to work. You don't deal with crazy stuff anymore. Your business gets healthier. You find more and more amazing people who are like, I got to be a part of this. Add to that. Why is this so important, Heather?
Well, it's really important to have core values because what we believe innately is just within us until we document them and then share them with the world. But the most important to people to share them with are the people that we work with day in and day out. But we don't just share it with them. We have to keep them alive. So we're going to share those beliefs once they're documented, and then we have to keep them alive and well, because we've heard and talked about many times before. They can be on the walls, but they need to be alive in the halls. And that alive in the hall piece is so important, because if you just put them up on the walls and they don't mean anything and you don't add anything to it and you don't breathe new life into them, then they'll just become ways for your team to point at you and say, you're a liar. I don't trust you. These don't mean anything. So we have to keep them alive in the halls so that we can continue making sure everybody knows just how important they are, because you're right, Kirk, we're going to keep talking about it on the podcast so that our whole community knows just how important they are.
Yeah. And it's not just a fad. You know, these are here to stay. The best people out there, they're already employed, you know, and when you find new people that come into your practice, or you take the great ones that you have and you really want to elevate, everybody wants a great practice. But very few people want to do the hard work to create that. And so we're going to give you a framework, a number one, why you're going to create them, but you also have to keep them alive. And this is a hard, hard thing to do. I'll tell you from our own personal experience, this is one of the hardest things we do. We have to strategize around it every single quarter. And Heather is on my committee, leads the committee for helping us think about how are we going to do this? Because they can't just be words. We did the t-shirt thing. We've done the medals thing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mix it up, they get stale, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And we have to keep them front of mind. You know, I was on a call with a client today when we were talking about core values. He's like, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? So they're thinking about dropping some PPO contracts. And the questions that he was asking, I was like, every single one of my clients does this a little bit differently. And the best decision-making filter out there are your core values. And that's one way to help keep them alive in the practice and then bring to the team, this is why we made this decision as leadership, is because our core values say this is what we should do and how we should behave. And so we had this big question and a huge decision to make. And because we use our core values, we're essentially keeping them alive by using them as that decision-making filter. And this is why we've made this the decision that we did, because we are holding true to those values and beliefs.
Yeah. Now, I think it's important to identify or define what they are. And core values are just behaviors. That's all they are. They're the behaviors that you strongly reinforce in your business. This is how we behave. Now, it's one of those things where feelings are different than behaviors. I was sharing with you, Heather, there's a great parenting expert who was actually on the Mel Robbins podcast. And I love this. And they said this: all feelings are welcome, but all behaviors are not, which implies, listen, you can share with me anything that's on your heart, but this is how we behave together. And you want to be able to call these out. Part of making them come alive, and Heather, I want you to walk us through this, is you've got to show people these aren't just words. These are behaviors that show up. So where do I start if I'm a dentist listening?
Okay, well, we're going to share several ways to keep them alive today. One of them, the first one, is called storytelling. So anytime that you're sharing a story about something that you or the practice did or one of the team members, you can pull in one of your core values to do that, to represent those exact beliefs and behaviors that you were mentioning there before, Kirk. One example is one of our core values is give is greater than get. So tiny, small acts of kindness that bring this specific core value alive. In return, we're promoting ourselves and what we really believe in. So if we truly believe in that core value of give is greater than get, then those acts of kindness, as small as they might be, are going to reflect that. So you could use that story when you're sharing it with a potential new team member, new hire, or with other team members to reflect and say, this is what it means. These are examples of when it shows up. This is a story. Can I share a story with you about what give is greater than get looks like in real life? And that's how they can stay alive with that storytelling.
Yeah. And so I think this is a really powerful one. And your first thought as a dentist might be like, well, what am I going to tell these stories? Like, do I tell them in between patients? And am I the one that always has to tell these stories when they come up? That's kind of level one. Level two is to get people on your team telling the stories. I'll just tell you what we did. And this is part of what Heather and the rest of our committee came up with. I would have never thought of this, but you guys came up with the idea that let's create a WhatsApp channel. So we actually have a WhatsApp channel for our internal team. Now we have one for our entire team for just basic communication, just things that need to be cascaded. We have one for our leadership team. We have one for the BPA, but we have one that's called Core Value Shoutouts. So when people see it happening, they can go, I just saw that. I just saw Give Greater Than Get. So it's really cool because we have 21 people on our team. And I don't want to be responsible for telling all the stories. So when things happen, take a photo of it. Do the hashtag Give Greater Than Get. Say Andy, you know, or whoever, you know, did this today, and recognize it. Your team members love that. The narrative and the stories get bigger and better and more powerful on that WhatsApp channel. Anything else you would add?
Well, just what you said, Kirk, is that, like, I don't want to be responsible doing it all. Like, maybe you do or you don't. You literally don't see everything. You can't see all of the things that happen and take place. And to our dentists listening, you can't see all of the amazing things that your team members are doing. But if you give that responsibility to everybody on the team to shout each other out and to tell those stories because you can't see it all, gosh, doesn't that make you feel so good, Kirk, when you see something come through in that WhatsApp chat and you see one of those new messages come through just like, oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that that's happening and taking place. What a great way to keep them alive.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. It's like the culture is improving itself when they're doing that. That's essentially what's happening. So, yeah. And you also, one more thing I'll point out is you as the dentist don't want to be doing all of the shout outs. You're going to do a lot of them and you should. But you want to make sure that it's really working its way around. Now, there's a downside. you're going to see some people will bring, well, I don't get shouted out for any core value shout outs. And that is a good thing. You know, they will take notice of that. And so be patient with that. You know, we've been doing it for quite a long time, and I've heard that conversation, not so much recently, but when people know that we're shouting out other behaviors that we notice and you don't get noticed, I mean, it's one of those things that if I'm a team member, I'm going to up my game. Hopefully somebody will notice, you know, type of a thing. So
positive reinforcement is impactful.
Absolutely. Another way to bring them alive is when you recruit a team member or you onboard them. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So when you are going through the hiring process, it's very important to talk to the potential candidate with questions in your interview process that are going to guide them into answering whether or not they're going to be a good core values fit or not. Talk to my clients about this all the time. I have one in particular, she's hiring a new hygienist, and we walk through the questions. Hey, what kind of question do you think this team member would answer that would help you to know if they are going to act like they are an all-in attitude team member, or that they are going to focus on the collective results of the entire team versus just their own. So it was really cool to walk through those interview questions. It's really important because you'll see and hear the red flags in their answers. You have to know that if you feel like there's those red flags, usually, and we've talked about this before, if something feels icky, it's normally brushing up against one of your core values. And it's really important to be aware of that and to identify, okay, which core value, which behavior, which principle is it that doesn't feel like they're aligning with? Because if you can identify that before you hire the person, you're going to save yourself a lot of headache.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Anything else on recruitment or onboarding that you might add as a suggestion?
Yeah, for sure. So in that recruitment process, we talked about interview questions, but once you do hire that that new team member, you're going to want to really bring them into the core values and help them to know and recognize what they are and be able to say them. You know, one of my favorite exercises to do, Kirk, is when we bring clients into our community and they establish their core values at our quarterly planning meeting, I will tell them all to pull out a piece of paper and say, okay, number from 1 through 6. And they all just get ready and look at me like, what are you doing? And they say, okay, write down all of your core values. And they all just look at me like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So you know that they're alive and well when the team members can just write them down really quickly. So support your new team members with that. Come up with an exercise, an activity, something that will help them to remember those core values so that when their coach has them take a quiz, they can actually answer them. And not just look at how they are listed because they're on the walls, but that they really internalize them and they're proud to bring them up and say, yes, this one, yes, this one, yes, this one. And they're excited about it.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Because the stories that you tell, we start to formulate these memories and about work. And remember, we spend 30% of our lives at work. Like, make sure it's around a good thing. And I'm telling you, when you bring them alive, you're going to see some great stories that happen in between your team members and the people you serve. Now, another way to do it is in performance evaluations and rewards and recognition. What else? Like, tell us about that.
Yeah. So we use the Right People, Right Seat scorecard in the book Traction by Gino Wickman. He talks about the people analyzer. Because here's the thing. We talk about how important core values are. And the right team members, they want to know how they're doing. They want to know if they are behaving in the ways that are outlined in your core values. And you can't do that without giving and providing that evaluation type of feedback to the team members. So when you do that set up against your core values, you can ask specific questions of the team members. We have it where we can fill it out ourselves. And it's such a great exercise for me to self-reflect and think, okay, over the past quarter, what have I done to really bring all an attitude to life? What have I done to really embrace that we before me mindset? What have I done for my team members that wasn't for my benefit, but for everyone's benefit? And so that specific piece has been huge. And then the recognition on top of that. So in the WhatsApp chat that we have, we get to shout each other out, but then quarterly, we also get to really recognize one specific team member on our team for every single core value that we have, and we have 6, and they receive a medal and they receive something else, a token of our gratitude, because they are showing up daily with that kind of core value behavior. They're setting such a great example, and it's imperative that we reward them. Again, that positive reinforcement, so that we see more and more of that behavior. Yeah. How do you layer on perk?
Yeah, I love that. And so, you know, I think one of the greatest things you can do is just quarterly. You don't have to do it every month, but quarterly, you know, get everybody on your team to weigh in. Like when it comes to our core values, now we have six of them, so we usually identify someone for that core value and we give them a medal, like Heather said. And the other thing we do is we do reward them. So this year I decided, like, we're going to do self-care. I want people to take care of themselves. So they get a $100 gift certificate check to use, but I want you to do it for self-care, whether it be getting your nails done, you know, doing a massage. I don't even know. I don't even ask what they use it for. The point is, I want you to use it for taking care of yourself, whatever that means. And everybody always appreciates that. So it's a regular cadence. Now think about that. It's a system. Like, we're not just doing it once in a while. It's a regular system recording. Now, another thing I'll tell you is that, you know, Heather's kind of the core values. You're not kind of. You are the core values champion around here. So as a dentist, this is really hard to do yourself. You do need a sidekick. And so Heather's my sidekick in this, and she keeps me on track. It's way too hard to do all of this homework on your own. Come up with an idea. Tell me what's going on. She'll compile the data. She'll bring new ideas. She'll make me hold me accountable to getting it all done. And so this is an important piece. My point is, have a sidekick. So it's good stuff. Yeah. Where do we go? Where do we go next, Heather?
So the next one is to include your community. So for us, it's our clients. For you, it's going to be your patients. How and in what way are we going to represent our core values? By putting them into those stories or by recognizing our community. We actually also give our community medals every single quarter, and we get to nominate those clients that we see their efforts and we see them embracing our core values. And they're fantastic clients because they fit in with and also align with those specific behaviors of us. But I love, love, love so much when I see my current clients or past clients post something on their social media to include their patients in their journey, especially when it comes to core values. Shout out to North Point Dental Group, because I see them doing this often on their social media. One of their core values is humans, not teeth. So when they see their team members really embracing that, like, hey, yes, we do dentistry, but it's all about the humans first. And what we're doing really ultimately is serving people before we have patients. And they've shouted out some team members before on their social media, which is so fun to do. And if you have patients that are following you on social media, great. If you have a newsletter, or if you have a blog, or if you have a section on your website that you have your core values, I have some clients that will do a patient of the week or a patient of the month, or you could even do patient of the quarter if you want to start slow. Whatever that looks like, involving your community is a huge way to do that.
Yeah, it just makes me think so much. Your number one marketing asset is your team. So, like, when your team is behaving the way that, you know, makes you shine, you call it out. That's the greatest thing you could possibly put on social media. So many dentists struggle with, like, how do I market? Don't market teeth. Don't market procedures. Don't market technology. Now, let me say that all that stuff is important. It's part of the whole package. But when you're a dentist who's marketing to the public through your social about your team and how cool they are and behaviors, people take notice. Other people that want to work for you take notice. They're like, how do I get a job here? And then the second most important asset are the people you serve, which are your patients. What a great opportunity. In addition to sharing, like, you've saved their life and improved their life through dentistry, that's important. But, like, they have stories too. And of course, you do need their permission. But when somebody's doing something great for the community, doing great for you, like, they just make your day better. What a great opportunity to recognize them and socially, you know, share that and hashtag core values. So it's good stuff.
And when you share their stories too, you think, like, if it's a loyal patient, they become that much more loyal.
Yeah.
Because they see that you're recognizing them and that you care that much more. It's awesome. Yeah. I can't say that enough.
I always, you know, we have Julie that works here. And so I always talk about this, like, she was the manager of the Starbucks I went to for like 5 years. And then she said she was going to leave. She came work for us. But like one day I go in there and I was the customer of the day. Like, they were talking about, I still remember that day. They had a big thing on the wall, like, and they were doing customers of the day all for all their favorite customers. But I'll tell you, it made me feel great. It's so silly. It's so simple. but it's one of those things I'll never forget. So it's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, there's one more thing. You ready to go there, Kirk?
Let's go there.
Okay. So themes and everyday reinforcement. So I love this one so much. And before we like really dive into this, I want to say that it's important to track to a degree the shout outs that are taking place in the practice, because once you start tracking it, then it will make more sense as we go into this one. I had a client a couple years ago that as they were tracking their core values, they recognized that one of them wasn't getting shouted out as often as the others. And so when we brainstormed about ways to bring that one alive more, we did come up with a quarterly theme to really focus in on that one specific core value, because the other ones were naturally organically happening and felt more alive and well than this specific one. So they made a quarterly theme for this specific core value. And our example could be like always be growing. So if always be growing wasn't showing up as often as the others, then you could create a book club. Or say, what CE could we attend together this quarter as a team? And how could we really amplify our attendance of that CE? What could we do to make that always be growing core value really come alive as we attended this CE together?
Yeah, I love that. You do want to keep track, because in addition to seeing fewer for one person or a few, you'll also see more. You know, you'll have one team member who you want to give the award to like every single time, because they're just a living, breathing example. And while that is amazing and you should recognize them, it's important to keep this data. So here's what I'll say. Just track it and ask yourself, what am I learning from this? And what we're going to ask you to do on top of that is embrace your creativity. I do think it's important. If I was a dental, you know, if I was you and you're a dental practice owner, I would have a committee like I do on what do we do every quarter to mix this up, add some value to it, because they will get stale over time. And you got to find a way to, again, breathe life into them. So good. Yeah.
It's good because it's got to be this routine. You know, when you're not used to talking about core values all the time, it's going to be hard. And you have to grant yourself and your team that grace, which is why tracking shout outs or doing something to make sure that you're bringing them up frequently enough, that you guys are talking about them frequently enough, that 90 days into establishing your core values, all of your team members should be able to whip out a piece of paper and write down every single core value without any prompts or any reminders. So that's how often you need to be saying them out loud, talking about them out loud. So that routine is crazy important.
Yeah. And again, I'll reinforce the one. Establishing your core values and making them come alive is the most important thing you will ever, ever do in a business. And I would say in a family too. The root of all evil starts with misalignment, and a lot of it starts with behaviors. And we tell everybody, like, I love this phrase. It's you be yourself, but align with us on how we do it together. I want people to be unique. I want them to be themselves. But when it comes to how we serve and behave with each other, somebody's got to set the standard on how that all works. And it starts with the practice owner or owners with core values. And if you're consistent about it, I'll tell you, because I'm like the ultimate testimonial. Like, Ag Dental was not always the greatest place to work, and mostly because I was a wuss. I just wanted to make everybody happy, and I tolerated a lot of bad behavior, but it wasn't their fault. It was my fault. And so when you go on this journey and you establish them, everything gets better. So, and I absolutely believe that, and I will continue to share that forever. So give us some final takeaways on this, Heather.
Awesome. Kirk, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I know that I obsess about core values, but literally every single time you talk about it, I just get goosebumps.
And I know. And so I always tell these stories, and it would be fun to actually go back in a time machine, because you guys would go, oh my gosh, he wasn't kidding. This is a terrible meeting. And look at how you would see people cry during the day. Oh. You'd see me cry at the end of the day, you know? So like, you know, when you get a lot of passionate people and there's no guardrails on how to behave, it can go in the wrong direction. So, all right.
Yeah. And many of our listeners know exactly what that's like, Kirk, right, and have experienced that exact same thing or are experiencing it right now. So that's why it's so important. If you don't already have your core values documented and in place, that's the first thing that you've got to do. Remember that core values really truly are the guidelines, like you said, for your culture too, that you have to talk about them daily, weekly, often. You can't just post them on the wall and forget about them, because then you'll be the biggest hypocrite of all. Leadership really sets the tone. If you are consistent with those routines, if you're consistent by implementing them in the recruiting and the onboarding, if you're consistent in shouting them out, if you're consistent about that communication and you use that positive reinforcement, you will be the reason why they stay more alive and well. You've got to pick at least one core value, maybe this month or another month or for the whole quarter, that might not be as strong and alive as the others, and make that your theme. Make that something that you really start talking about more with your team, and then rotate through each core value like we were talking about before, just really focusing on one of them. Everything that we talked about, I believe, is on our core values, how to bring core values alive resource, which we will link, as well as helping you to identify your core values with that resource also if you haven't yet documented them.
Yeah, I love what you said when leadership sets the tone. It's the tone from the top that you're constantly establishing and reinforcing, which are your core values. You do it at home. And you do it also in your business, and you're going to see how much better things get. So, Heather, thank you so much for being on. That was awesome. Just awesome.
Thank you. Anytime you want to talk about core values, Kirk, I will drop everything and get on a call.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, this is a hard one, too. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're like, I need some ideas. What did you guys do? We've lived 9 lives doing this. So feel free to reach out to either myself or Heather. Our email addresses here are Kirk@ActDental and Heather@ActDental. We'll inspire you with some ideas. And if you're struggling with, like, how to identify your core values, we actually have a resource back in the BPA, the Best Practices Association, that you can use. It'll help you walk through the process of how to identify them, how to give words to them, what they mean, how to get started. We also have a great resource in the Best Practices Association called How to Bring Your Core Values Alive. So as you can see, those are two different resources: how to establish them and then how to bring them alive, that include some of the things that were mentioned today. And if you're just struggling all together, we're here to help you. So we're a helpful organization. You can reach out to Courtney on our team. She's like our lead therapist. So if you just want somebody to talk to, you're like, I don't know where to start. Courtney's amazing, and you can learn more about how to create a better practice and a better life. So, Heather, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. This is an amazing profession. You chose an awesome profession by being a dentist and owning your own practice. It's one of the best things ever. And putting all these systems in place are super, super important, and best practice. We're going to keep bringing them. That's what the show is called. It's called the Best Practices Show. So if you guys keep showing up, we're going to keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.